Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the way of all flesh. That's right. No one is immortal, not even Bernie Sanders. He may look like he's been around since Moses' time, but he hasn't. He came around about the time of the devil and has been reincarnated many different times in many different guises. Welcome to the program. Here are the main topics I'm going to talk about. Do you think Palin will help or hurt Trump? I have very strong feelings that she is damaged goods. She's not going to help him. I have no idea who's advising him. But my advice is, let her go fly fishing in Alaska, too. Banned in Britain. Now, they want to ban Donald Trump. They banned me. They banned others. We're going to play some sound for you from the once great British Parliament, where you will hear lies being repeated by the Labour Party, which is a fundamental offshoot of the Communist Party. The worldwide Soviet Communist Party is alive and well in Britain, where the Labour Party now spreads the big lie over and over again. As Goebbels said, if you tell a big lie often enough, it will become the truth. You will hear one of the Labour Party members from the UK lying about yours truly, Michael Savage, spreading another vicious lie about what I said when I didn't say it. The only good news for me is that I had no idea I was in such esteemed company of those banned in Britain, including Mike Tyson. Chris Brown, I don't know who he is, he's a singer, he can't go there. Louis Farrakhan banned from Britain. Maybe I'll join in Louis Farrakhan in a lawsuit, wouldn't that be funny? Isn't it odd that politics makes such strange bedfellows? That Louis Farrakhan was banned from Britain in 1986? Then there is Martha Stewart. Did you know Martha Stewart is banned in Britain? Now, why would they ban Martha Stewart? She was sentenced to 5 months jail for lying to stock market investigators. By Obama's standards, all of Wall Street would be in prison. By those standards today. But British border officials said they would continue to refuse entry to Martha Stewart because she had been found guilty of serious criminal offenses abroad. So they let Muslim fanatics rage in the streets saying they want to overthrow the government, introduce Sharia law, cut the Queen's throat, etc., but not Martha Stewart nor Michael Savage. What a sad day it is in the world that the West has produced such spineless, useless leadership. But let's come back to America. Hillary's most secret server is the biggest story of the day. Let's not overlook this news-breaking story. It came up about 1 hour ago as an exclusive to Fox News. Inspector General has looked into the Clinton email story, and it turns out that Clinton transmitted intelligence from the most secretive classified programs. How come she's not banned from entering Britain? I wonder, why isn't she banned from entering Britain? Hillary Clinton's emails on her unsecured home server contained intelligence from the U.S. government's most secretive and highly classified programs, according to an unclassified letter from a top inspector general to senior American lawmakers. This is a huge story. It laid out the findings of a recent comprehensive review by intelligence agencies, which identified several dozen additional classified emails, including specific intelligence known as special access programs. This is a level beyond even top secret, and Hillary Clinton shared them on her server. Did you hear what I just said to you? Are you listening? Are you that dumb? Do you know that according to court documents, former CIA Director David Petraeus, one of our greatest war heroes, was prosecuted, really persecuted, for sharing intelligence from special access programs with his biographer and mistress Paula Broadwell. At the heart of Petraeus' prosecution was an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, where General Petraeus agreed to protect these closely held government programs with the understanding, quote, unauthorized disclosure, unauthorized retention, or negligent handling could cause irreparable injury to the United States or be used to advantage by a foreign nation, close quote. And your girl, Hillary Clinton, signed an identical NDA January 22, 2009. Now, why is it that Petraeus was prosecuted for breaking this non-disclosure agreement while Hillary Clinton is so far free as an eagle? Why is that? Tell me why that is happening. The answer is because we have a warped justice system in America with a corrupt presidency. She obviously violated USC 18 Section 793, gross negligence in the handling of secure information under the Espionage Act, according to the Inspector General. Why is she not being prosecuted? That's topic number three. So we've got three topics. Hillary's most secret server, Michael Savage being banned in Britain. Do you think Palin will help or hurt Trump? And I would be remiss not to read this to you. I found this last night and I almost fell out of my chair. Did you know that Ted Cruz did not renounce his Canadian citizenship until 2014? Is that correct, Jim? I want that confirmed. Yes or no? I was told this today. Someone's job is on the line right now because that's what I was told today. Yeah. He was a Canadian citizen until 2014. How could he be a senator from Texas as a Canadian citizen? Are you telling me that a foreign national could run for the U.S. Senate? Not that it would make much difference. If we had a Saudi senator in New York, he couldn't do more damage than the Democrats are doing. If we had a senator from Belarus, from the Ukraine, he would probably be more trustworthy than Dianne Feinstein or Nancy Pelosi. So it doesn't matter to me, but what's the law? Now, who backs Ted Cruz is another question. We keep hearing that Ted Cruz is as clean as the driven snow. Right? That's all we hear is he's the true conservative, he's the ace in the hole, he knows the story, and all of the czars of the conservative movement in their own mind, all the people who wear elevator heels in their brain, think that Ted Cruz is as clean as the driven snow. Then can anyone explain to me why a billionaire hedge fund manager, Robert Mercer, who is in a legal fight with the IRS to the tune of $10 billion in taxes that he has not paid or owed, why is this hedge fund manager willing to invest several million, maybe more, into a presidential campaign in an effort to win the White House and influence U.S. tax policy that would tilt the IRS scales in his favor and save him billions? Is he funding Cruz? Did any of the czars in their own mind, with elevator shoes on their minds? You know, some people wear elevator shoes to look taller. Some people elevate themselves with mental elevator shoes, and they think that they're actually running a conservative movement. They have the audacity to think that they speak for conservatives in America. How is that even possible? Who speaks for everybody in this country for any movement? Do you know anyone who speaks for all liberals? Do you know anyone who speaks for all conservatives? I don't. I never met him. And secondly, if there was such a person, I would reject him because no one speaks for me. I speak for me. But these people with elevator shoes on their brains who think they speak for conservatives ought to really look into who is funding their pure as the driven snow, Ted Cruz. Now, I want to go to another statement I made yesterday. By the way, you can call the show at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. If you can't write that down, write it down, 855-400-7282. All the lines are open right now because I've overwhelmed you with four stories that don't repeat the Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, RNC no good, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. So you have four topics now, not just Democrat, Republican to talk about if you care to call the show. If you don't care to call the show, it's your loss, not mine, because believe me, I got enough vigor in me right now to go for 6 hours, let alone three. Yesterday I told you a story that I learned from a lawyer 30 years ago when I was engaged in some very small event in my life, but someone had done something, a publisher had stolen a book from me, and I wanted to sue them. And I met a lawyer from New York, a New York lawyer, and he said to me, Michael, do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? Let me repeat it for those of you who can't remember anything. For those of you who only have Democrat, Republican, I'm a conservative. You're not a conservative. He's not a conservative. I'm a conservative. I'm a real conservative. You're not a conservative. He's a conservative. I'm a conservative. You're not a conservative. 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 For those of you who can't write it down, write it down. Do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? Now, why am I saying that to you for the second time? Because I'm going to repeat it 9 times. Which, according to ad agencies, is the number of times you have to hear something to remember it. Do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? That's 3. Do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? 4. Do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? That's 5. Do you want to be right? You want to be smart? That's 6. You want to be right? You want to be smart? 7. Do you want to be right? You want to be smart? 8. And finally, do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? Now, why am I saying do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? I'll tell you in a minute. Why am I saying do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? If anyone in the audience remembers why I raised this yesterday, and why I mentioned it yesterday, for those of you who are interested in winning the White House and not letting it fall into the hands of this despicable socialist, Democrat, Islamist party known as the Democrat Party, okay? To me, any Republican would be better than Hillary. I don't understand what you're thinking. I don't understand how stupid you zealots can be. Of course we'd all like 100% conservatism in a candidate. Do you know of any? There are none. None. Zero. So I would rather have someone who gives me the most important issues, such as, 1, national security, crushes ISIS, 2, rebuilds the military, closes the border, establishes the law all over again, and we have law and order back in America. And then I'll worry about all the other issues another time. But many of you are such zealots that you say, no, that's not good enough. Because I oppose this, I oppose that, I oppose this, I oppose that. I want 100% pure conservative because I want to lose the election to Hillary Clinton. I want a fanatic who looks like Dracula in the White House. That if someone painted blood on the side of his mouth and turned the sound off, he could be casting for a Harvey Weinstein flick, a horror flick. Now, I want him to run because he's more pure than Donald Trump. I want Dracula to run, even though he can't win, because I'd rather go down with a purist than win with someone who might be socially liberal in some areas. That makes a lot of sense. Did you hear what I just said to you? Do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? Listen carefully to what Michael Savage is saying. Anyone can pretend to be 100% pure and the standard bearer of conservatism. That's a cheap shot. We all know what conservative values are. No one has to lecture me on that. But we are talking about taking the nation back from the socialist Islamist wing, the Democrats. And that means doing what we have to do to win. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
Creatures of hate, the effect of whose actions and words would be to incite violence, have no right to come to Britain. And if I can give some examples of the kind of people that have been banned. Michael Savage, US radio host, he said, he was considered to be engaging in an unacceptable behavior, fostering
hatred.
It was
said about him.
He claimed American Muslims needed deportation. He was banned from coming to our country.
I never said that. And do you notice what that slimy communist said? It was said that he said. This is the nation that gave us the Magna Carta. This is the nation that lost so many millions of men in World Wars I and then in World War II to fight fascism. And we wake up and we find out that fascists have arrived in Britain in the guise of the Labour Party of today. And they let, this is even more interesting, they let Muslim refugees in who are not vetted, several of whom are terrorists. Many of their own homegrown Muslims run around with signs, say things about overthrowing Britain, introducing Sharia law, etc., and they're not banned. It's a hypocritical nation. It's sickening. Now, in my case, they picked on a man who was an underdog who couldn't fight back. It cost me $400,000, and I couldn't get anywhere because the government, at the time, was controlled by the communists, the Labor Party. And I was told that when Cameron, the conservative, was elected, he would take me off that despicable list because what they said about me was false. Well, Cameron did nothing for Michael Savage. He's no different than the Labor Party. It's the same in America. It's a one-party system playing two-card Monty on the people, flooding their countries with foreigners who will eject them from their own land, erasing their own borders, their own language, their own culture. They are all imposters and they're all traitors, in my opinion. Now, Trump, by the way, has $1 billion or more at stake at a new resort that he said he will pull. That's what talks. Money talks. I didn't have that kind of money. And I hope that they cave into Donald, because that's about the only thing that they might cave into. The truth does not matter to Britain. It's a nation of slaves. It's become a nation of slaves living on a slave island. They're enslaved by the liars who run the country. Now let's go back to our country. Hillary Clinton's email server, highly classified information, came out today. You know nothing about it. Latest story. You don't know all of the story. You know nothing about it. All you know are her lies. Play her lies from this weekend on CBS's 60 Minutes, which is a front for the Democrat Socialist Party USA. Go ahead, Robert.
And in fact, as the State Department has said, there was no transmission of any classified information. So it's another effort by people looking for something to throw against the wall, as you said in the beginning of the program, to see what
sticks. All right, stop with the cat that ate the cream with the big cheeks and the double talk with the you love yourself voice. According to the latest analysis by the, by the way, independent Inspector General, not a Democrat, not a Republican, according to the Inspector General, Charles McCulloch III, she transmitted several dozen classified emails that were beyond top secret. Anyone else would be in prison. In fact, General Petraeus was prosecuted and busted for far less than this. If you want selective prosecution in America, then keep voting for Democrats, socialists, members of the Democrat Party like Barack Obama. If we had a real attorney general and a real president, this would go right to an investigation. Back in a minute. Now, there's a group that provided a product that America loved, right? This is what I'm talking about. You look at a politician, the first thing I ask myself is, what product or service has he or she provided that the world needs or wants? The answer is, for most of them, zero. They're full of hot air. Hillary has never provided a product or a service for anyone. Obama has never provided a product or service for everyone. All he's ever done is shuffle papers around and give people the BS, throw the wind, as my father would say. He was good at throwing the malarkey, so he became a senator. And then he was so good at throwing the malarkey that they pushed him up to the presidency. And he was so good at throwing the malarkey that half of the morons in America voted for him again. That's all. Now, Hillary Clinton, what has she provided that anyone ever wanted? Nothing. Here's a number one story today. Inspector General, remember, that's an independent position. The Clinton emails had intelligence from the most secretive classified programs, beyond top secret. Petraeus was prosecuted for less. Think about what I'm saying. Number two, Supreme Court has agreed to review Obama's immigration plan just in time for the election. Number three, emails reveal that Clinton aides pushed back against using government email account. Her own aides said, don't use a government email account. Use a private email account. You see what I'm saying? So there's something here that's so bad. Now let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation and all the topics I've raised. Do you think Palin will help or hurt Trump? Me? You want my opinion? Would you rather be right or you rather be smart? Bannon Britain, Hillary's most secret server, and other things that I'm going to talk about. It's one of those... I could be on 6 to 9 hours. I could be like Fidel Castro. All I need is coffee and cigars, and I can keep going. But since I don't smoke cigars or any other cigarette, no other tobacco product, I smoked only between the ages of 18 and 22, and then gave it up. I smoked English Ovals to look like an Anglo in my old Jaguar. It didn't help me at all. Didn't help me at all. I was still banned in Britain many decades later, even though I drove a Jaguar way back in 1961, a used Jaguar. And affected the British lifestyle, thinking I'd be mistaken for somebody with money and class. But I wasn't, unfortunately. I only passed for white at the time, so to speak. That's an old joke. People of color will understand it and laugh. But here we are in a new America where you don't have to be white to be right, do you? Now suddenly you can be anything you are. And if you're right, you're right. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. Except if you're Hillary Clinton, where even if you're wrong, you're right. Now let's go to the callers. Let's take the calls in order in which they've been hanging fire. Renee on the internet, line one, what's your topic, please? Renee, line one. Yes, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael. I want to bring up how I think that Trump should run away from Sarah Palin as fast as he can.
Thank you. Thank you. When I saw that this morning, I said, who was advising Donald? What is he doing? She's damaged goods. What is he doing?
I don't know. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, she's had her 15 minutes of fame, and she should go away.
But here's the issue. It's not her. Of course, she'll go for anything she can get. That's the kind of family they become. We understand that. Everyone wants, you know, the greenbacks. They want to have their own reality show. Well, we've had the Palin reality show for years now. And it's old and it's tired. Now, why is Trump associating with that? I don't know. Who's advising him? This is what worries me right now. Somebody's misadvising him. He doesn't even know who in talk radio is supporting him, and he doesn't know who's attacking him behind his back and then shaking his hand in the Mar-a-Lago club. He doesn't even know that.
Boy, I soured on her the minute she resigned from office. You know, remember she had that weird rambling speech that lasted for like a half an hour when all she could have said was, I'm popular now and I'm going for the money. She doesn't give a crap.
I don't have to bash Sarah Palin to say this. Her time has gone. It came and went. She's damaged goods. He does not need her. He could have associated with, I'll name three female conservatives. Can you name one of them? Name three female conservatives elected by the Republicans in the last election. No one knows their names because the vermin have pushed them to the back of the bus. The evildoers running the Republican National Committee pushed these women to the back of the bus because they didn't want anyone to see them. There is a black lady conservative who was elected in Salt Lake City. Nobody knows her name. There is an Iraqi war veteran elected in, I believe it was Florida. Nobody knows her name. Why is that? Because the RNC has pushed them to the back of the bus. That tells you all you need to know about that party. All right. We agree on it. Mistake. Sarah Palin, bad news for Trump. Big mistake. She's not going to help him whatsoever. There are other women, conservative women, who should have been picked to endorse him. What does he need her endorsement for? Where's her base? I don't know how. I mean, where is her base? I don't know where the base would be. WJR, Jim, you're next up in order on the Savage Nation. What's your topic? Go ahead, please.
My topic is that Hillary Clinton has gone way beyond the law. I was involved in maintaining the Minuteman nuclear weapons system in the 60s at Ellsworth Air Force Base. I was assigned a top secret crypto clearance because I had to carry code pages. I have an authenticator number. That number, if written down and if I was caught, I would automatically be sentenced to 10 years in a federal penitentiary like Leavenworth federal penitentiary.
She went beyond top secret level. Intelligence from a special access program or SAP is even more sensitive than that designated as top secret. And two of her emails identified last summer in a random sample pulled from Clinton's private server, she used the Secretary of State, were SAP. Did you know that?
No, I don't know the content of her clearance. All I know is that I had to carry code pages, so I was researched and my background was all checked.
Well, Hillary transferred the most sensitive of the sensitive on a private server. She broke the laws. She broke Executive Order 13526, according to experts, which sets out the legal framework for establishing special access programs. She broke other laws, by the way, according to experts and according to court documents. And I will remind the listeners who think that I'm biased, which I am. I am very biased. That's called opinion. All opinions are biased. However, if the opinion is based on facts that you can present, then it's a factual bias. And my factual bias says to me that if they prosecuted former CIA Director David Petraeus, one of our great American heroes, for sharing intelligence from SAP programs, special access programs, with his biographer mistress, Paula Broadwell. He was prosecuted because he violated an NDA, but Hillary signed the same NDA on January 22nd, 2009. Why is she not being prosecuted? The IG broke this today. It only happened an hour ago. The recent Inspector General letter was just sent to the leadership of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees and leaders of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as well as the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and State Department Inspector General. Why are they making no comment? This is a very big issue, because if they refuse to act against Hillary, it means if we get a Republican victory next year, it means that they can get away with transmitting anything they want to anybody at any time. We can't live in a country like that. Okay, let's go to the next caller. John on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Same thing about Hillary. It's just absolutely unconscionable at this point that she isn't being prosecuted. Any contractor currently holding a security clearance would be thrown out the door, their clearance would be rejected, and it would no longer work in any government job or government-associated job that needed clearance, again, for the rest of their life.
John, you say on the board, it says, usually disagrees with you, but you're right about Hillary. I sense that you do work or have worked closely with the government, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you may be a Democrat, which is also probably true. But I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Either we live in a nation of laws or we have a nation of outlaws. And right now we have an outlaw going running around here running for the presidency.
More or less. I completely agree with you, which I generally don't. But you are, if there is anything the general public can be doing to make sure she gets prosecuted, please tell us. That's the reason I'm listening to you.
All right, John. Now, here's the interesting part. You know, when my show's heard on WMAL in Washington, it only began on MAL a few years ago when I moved to Cumulus. And I have a very large audience, almost a 4.0 share, which is very high. Let's not go into what that means. What that means is a lot of intelligent people in Washington tune into the Savage Nation every afternoon when it goes on at 3 o'clock. And they listen on and off for 2 hours, probably every day. It's not because they agree with me. I say I'm too bombastic or whatever. But they say, wait a minute, you know, this guy brings stuff up I really don't see down here in Washington. It never makes it to the Washington Post. I don't see it on the TV screens. I bring something up that I didn't invent. It came out an hour before the show. It's a game changer, as they say. The IG, the Inspector General, Clinton emails had intelligence from the most secretive classified programs. It was published by Catherine Herridge and Pamela Brown on FoxNews.com. It's a gigantic story. This is a story that must be told. This is a huge story. And I'm not going to read any more about it. You can read it in many different places. Would you like to look at the list of Bernie Sanders' $20 trillion in tax hikes that he proposes? I didn't say million. $20 trillion in tax hikes. Here is a list of Bernie Sanders' $19.6 trillion, with a T, in tax hikes. This came out in the Washington Examiner by Philip Klein, and it's $19 trillion. Business health care premium tax, old Bernie the commie, $6.3 trillion. Ending tax-free status of employer health insurance, $3.1 trillion. Wall Street speculation tax, $3 trillion. Individual health care premium tax, $2.1 trillion. Social Security tax hike, $1.2 trillion. Raising marginal income tax rates, $1.1 trillion. Corporate offshore income tax, $1 trillion. Capital gains tax hike, $920 billion. Payroll tax hike, $319 billion. Death tax hike, $243 billion. Ending tax deductions, $150 billion. Energy tax, $135 billion. Carried interest tax, $15.6 billion. $19.58 trillion in tax hikes by the communist Bernie Sanders, the Lower East Side spritzer, who has spritzed his way to the top of the Democrat heap. Now, you'd be laughing at him in another time, but because Clinton is such a damaged candidate, and because the Democrat Party is so corrupt that they eliminated the only candidate who was actually legitimately qualified to be president, Jim Webb, He was the only candidate initially qualified to be president of the United States of America, former Secretary of the Navy, actually quite conservative on board his language and culture. They threw him off the stage, and they left the spritzing commie and email server lady. 855-407-2828 is the phone number you're invited to call. We have other topics. I know you're bored already. The minute I did taxes, the dial got turned. My eyes shut down on it. I know there are certain things in radio. If you do, you can almost tell the audience is leaving you. They were switching over to other music and other blah. Accounting issues, no good. Tax issues, no good. There's no juice in it. So maybe I'll tell you a personal story in the next hour, which is kind of sad. I was actually weeping in my bed at 3 in the morning. It's about my dog, Teddy. Yep, we got bad news last night, and I couldn't sleep. The rain was falling, and I was holding him, and I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. It's a crazy day. I mean, don't kid yourself. The East Coast 2 weeks ago, they were dying from the heat. Global warming. Now the snow is coming. I said, it's got rain out here. You're going to have two weeks, you're going to have snow. No. Global warming conferences. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, we got the garbage of the earth blocking bridges now. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, they chained themselves to the Bay Bridge. Take a look at the picture if you want to. If you think I'm making this up, Black Liberation Queer Collective, called protesters, chained themselves to the SF Bay Bridge while people were trying to get over the bridge in and out of the city. Who gives them the right to do that? Who gives them, whether they are queer or not queer, the right to interrupt the flow of traffic? The answer is nobody but a sick, demented, broken society filled with grifters at the highest level who let them do it. In my day, they would have been dragged off by their hair and thrown into a jail for 30 days, and they would have been let to sit there. Sit there. Who gives you the right to block my bridge, to block my streets? Who gives you that right? Nobody. But you think you're empowered because of Obama, don't you? Suddenly you're empowered to chain yourself and block taxpayers from going where they want to go. You don't care if someone's giving birth. You don't care if someone's dying on the way to the hospital. All you care about is your Black Liberation Queer Collective priorities. What are your priorities? What are you protesting? Tell me what they were protesting. They don't even know. They're just getting over on people. That's all. In Germany, you ready for this? Aging left-wing radical suspected in armored car robbery. The Bayer-Meinhof gang is back. 7 in custody after fortune and purses stolen from Chanel store, Dallas Morning News. They drove a minivan into the store, and they stole these purses. Take a look at the pictures. Go ahead. Actual writer slams Sean Penn interview saying he's worse than an entry-level journalist. Really? You're kidding. You think? I think that's true. Youths jumped couple at D.C. Metro station in latest knockout-style beating. Anyway, I don't want to build up this thing with Teddy. I know some of you want to hear it. I'm not going to make it more than it is, but I had tears last night from 3 to 4 because I already saw the hole in the ground. Look, everyone, it's the way of all flesh. It's aging in dogs, it's aging in birds, it's aging in reptiles, it's aging in man. We feel our own body aging, you know, as we hit 40, let's say. At 30, you actually feel it. Yeah, certain things change in your body more at 30 than that. Just the most dramatic change for a person is around 30. And then at 40 already, you give up, most people. Except in Hollywood, where they get hair plugs and they eat the special diets from salamanders, embryonic fluid. And they think that they look young when they actually look worse than the men at Mar-a-Lago, who are 90 with skin masks on. I don't even know how they function. They look like they come from Jupiter. They all have 50-year-old wives who look like 90, but they think they look like they're 30 from the surgery. So Teddy has a heart murmur. Now he's got teeth that have to be removed. They can't give him anesthesia till they see if the murmur's not too bad. Then it's another problem. So a whole series now. X-rays, anesthesia.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here, this song was big. Spent a lot of long afternoons in various drinking establishments in San Francisco, writing yet to be published. They're still unpublished novellas. And sort of short stories that I call The Dark Side of Michael Savage. Never published. I'm considering doing it while I'm still living, but I'm not sure. While publishing it under a pseudonym. The good stuff. I looked at it recently. I had a type. But we're talking about bigger things than what I publish or don't publish, right? We're talking about little things, you know. Small things like the Inspector General of the United States of America saying that the Clinton emails had intelligence from the most secretive classified programs. And that General Petraeus was prosecuted for far less than this. But that's not a big deal to Barry. That's not a big deal to Loretta Lynch. That's not a big deal to the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party of the United States of wherever it is. Not of America, for sure. Topic number whatever is the ban in Britain thing, because it came up. They want to ban Donald Trump. And they debated it yesterday. And they read a list of those banned. And it included me. For things, they said things about me I didn't even say. They said, it was said that he said, you hear this? This is how far down the mud pile the laborites have gone. When they said what I said, they said, it was said that he said, which I didn't say. Then one of the dummies from Scotland, who I would like to ban him from San Francisco. He's such a lowlife. Actually, he's perfect when you think about it. His name is Gavin. In clip three, his accent is so bad that... Let's listen to clip three. This went on in the British Parliament.
It horrifies me to think that in the 21st century, we're still dealing with issues of racism, sexism, bigotry, and any other form of prejudice that Donald J. Trump can squeeze into his campaign. Let's be clear, Donald Trump is an idiot. I've tried to find different, perhaps more parliamentary adjectives to describe Trump, but none were really clear enough. He's an idiot.
Okay, he's an idiot. Such a he's a guy worth about 12 cents. Stop. Some low life descendant, some, you know, steel worker from the bottom of the pit. Who knows where he's from? All I know is that he's calling Donald Trump an idiot. It's worth $12. Then a Muslim socialist gets up and says that Trump should be banned. Tulip Sadiq of the Labour Party, of course, had this to say about Donald Trump in clip four.
But this is not just any man that we're talking about. This is a man who is extremely high profile, involved in the American show business industry for years and years. A man who is interviewing for the most important job in the world. His words are not comical. His words are not funny. His words are poisonous. They risk inflaming tension between vulnerable communities.
Ah, shut up.
And let me make
you're not a shut up. You're not a vulnerable community. That's a code word from the United States of America. You're not a vulnerable community. You're taking over England. The British are vulnerable to you. You've invaded Britain, and you're taking over Britain, and the Brits are the vulnerable community, you loudmouth you. But, okay, you know how I feel about it. They banned Martha Stewart, which is funny. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. I'm in her company. I always liked Martha Stewart. I felt it was a ridiculous prosecution. It was vindictive. Why would they ban Martha Stewart? What threat does she pose to England? What, she's going to sew a curtain somewhere and threaten the domestic curtain industry? She's going to do a cooking show in England and destroy their cuisine shows? Like how to boil water and hard boil an egg? Unbelievable how dumb they become as a nation. But let's talk about bigger issues. Palin. Now she comes out. She's going to endorse Donald Trump. He needs that like he needs a hole in the head, in my opinion. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not for that. Palin had her time in the beginning. You know, we were a little iffy about it to begin with. A lot of you people liked her. I never went for her. Let's not argue over who she is or she isn't. The issue is, will Palin help Trump by endorsing him or hurt him? My answer is hurt him. Why he's doing it is a matter of conjecture. Why Trump is reaching out to her is a matter of conjecture. she was going to endorse Cruz? Are you kidding me? And so now he wants her to endorse him. She's not a big kingmaker. You know, how many Inuits vote anyway? How many oil workers vote? She's not a big ticket item. Her endorsement means very little. But okay, this is what happens when you become a politician and you start listening to these professional advisors. You make mistakes. Will she endorse him? Hillary's most secret server. Snowstorm set for the Northeast. This is all on the Drudge Report. I'm giving him a plug. He needs it very badly. What else is in the news? I don't know what I want to talk about. I don't know. All of this already, I've run through it. My hands are hurting from it already. I got pain in my left hand from it. Look, Hillary's most secret server is the story of the year. She should be indicted and investigated. End of story. They did it to betray us for less. She's not above the law. It's too bad if the Democrat Party loses her and then they have to fall back upon the spritzer. Okay? It's too bad. The law is the law is the law. They can't fall back on the spritzer from the Lower East Side, from the gutters of New York. Oh, do I want to see that race in the worst way? For a couple of reasons. One, because I want to see the spritzer's communist background exposed. I want to see him fall apart when Trump blasts him. He will cave. He will break down in tears on the stage when Trump rips into him. He will tear Bernie Sanders to the little shreds that he already is. But anyway, if it was a campaign between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, it would be the first real test of where America's sentiments really are. Is it a nation that wants communism, or does it want naked capitalism? My guess, 85-15 in Trump's favor. The spritzer goes back to Boca Raton and runs a nursing home. He becomes a balloon man in Century Village. He runs the circuit, the Century Village circuit in southern Florida, all the old age homes, and he does exhibits with balloons, which he turns into funny animals and makes sounds as they squeak the balloons together. Him and his wife. They could do a tag team. Could be like Bernie and his wife. They have a big career forever. You know which they can make anything like that per night? Every performance? 100, 100 and a quarter a night in the Century Village. And half the people are dead anyway. They don't even know they're there. That's all he's good for. But okay, he's running for the presidency. Why? A stooge for Hillary. Well, it backfired on the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party. It backfired because she is going to probably be indicted. I don't know what's going to happen. If the FBI doesn't get this indictment, there's liable to be a revolt in the FBI. There could be a revolution inside the FBI. Because they're going to say, what is the purpose of my job? If we find out that someone broke top secret laws and they're not prosecuting her, why am I even an FBI agent? What kind of country is this? We happen to know that's what's going on right now. 855-407-2822. WFTL, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your point? What's the topic?
Yeah, my topic is about Hillary Clinton using private servers to transmit sensitive information, not just sensitive, but special interest or special access information, which is the highest classification you can get.
Right, it's above top secret. It's above top secret, and she transmitted it on a private server, which means that foreign entities could have seen that information, putting men at risk, men and women's lives at risk. So where are you coming from on this?
That goes clearly against the UCMJ. Now, her position as Secretary of State gave her access to kind of military information. So I personally don't know how the law is written, but I think she should fall under the UCMJ because that clearly goes against that, and she could be prosecuted by JAG Corps. They wouldn't even need a special prosecutor.
All right, thank you for your input. Actually, it's beyond that. She would not be violating the U.S. code that you mentioned. These documents are so sensitive that nobody in the State Department has the right to transmit them. The program says the programs can only be authorized by the President, the Secretaries of State, Defense, Energy, and Homeland Security, the Attorney General, and the Director of National Intelligence, or the Principal Deputy of each. That's according to Executive Order 13526 called Classified National Security Information. Now, she may try to weasel out of this, saying that she had rights to transmit special access programs on a private server because of that. She has the best liars in America working for her, So I have no doubt that the lawyers that she hires from the worst law schools in the United States of America, the people who have pillaged the nation in the courtrooms, will find a way out for her. That's what they're paid to do, is to pillage, cheat, and lie. What else now? WJR, Dan, I take it you're not a fan of Donald Trump. Go ahead, tell us why.
Yes, you keep calling Don a conservative, and all I see is somebody that's been very liberal, changing his views, taking on the populist stand, and he does not have, he's got a populist view now. He's not going on what he stood for all his last 9 months ago.
Let's start at the top. He did say he would build a border with Mexico, and that triggered this whole immigration discussion. No one else had been able to do that until Trump came along. Isn't that true?
Where was he when Obama wanted?
Let's not go back again, because you're listening to Ted Cruz's Stooges on the radio. Please, let's not go backwards. Tell me what other candidate made immigration a national issue other than Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz stood up and fought for it.
Now let's go to the next topic. Tell me what other candidate made the issue of Muslim immigration an issue other than Donald Trump. Who did that? Was it Ted Cruz or Donald Trump?
Of course, the press has been kissing Donald Trump's butt. These guys have been talking about it. They want.
Wait, no, sir, you're not answering me. Who made Muslim immigration to America a national issue? Was it Donald Trump or Ted Cruz?
Once the ratings, just like you, people have been talking.
Are you going to answer me, or else we're not having a dialogue? You must answer me, because it's my show. Don't go on with the talking points sent to you by the Ted Cruz campaign. Who was it who made Muslim immigration to the U.S. a national debate? Was it Trump or Cruz?
Stimulus package. Oh, he's a conservative.
That's all. Okay, he's reading the Ted Cruz sheet. It's going around America now. So it's like a Kleenex they're sending around. Here are the talking points. Call talk show hosts and bash Trump so we can lose the election. Make certain we lose the election again, because we're so smart. We are such smart, diehard conservatives that we want to lose again. Because we're purists, we want to lose again. We want to show everyone how smart we are. Didn't hear a word I said? I repeated it 9 times. Would you rather be right or you'd rather be smart? Actually, I repeated it now about 13 times. It shows you how stupid the audience is. I guess when the ad people say for the general public, you have to repeat something 9 times for them to hear it, and I repeated it 13 times, and they still don't hear it, it means that my audience, at least the Cruz bots, are stupider than the average American, thinking they're smarter. No, I don't like Cruz. In fact, the more I see about him, the less I like him. I think he's a carpetbagger and a phony. How's that? I think he wrapped himself in the mantle of conservatism. How do you like that? I'll take someone who closed the borders, stopped the massive influx of Muslims, give us fiscal conservatism, and only give me 60% on social issues, rather than lose, because I'm such a purist. That's all. You want to lose the election? Go ahead. Keep bashing Trump. Rip him apart. Be another Newt Gingrich, that slob. Gingrich destroyed Romney last time because he worked for the Democrat Party, in my opinion. And now we have the same thing going on. The same exact dynamic. I told you it was Gingrich who tore Romney apart, destroyed the chances for him to win. He could have won if it wasn't for that lying thing, Newt Gingrich. I was yelling and screaming about it last time. I said Gingrich is doing more damage to Trump than the Democrat Party is. And it was he who gave us Obama. It was Gingrich who did it by running this campaign against Romney over and over again. Then all of the arguments that Romney were used against Romney by Gingrich, meaning the very smart, conservative Gingrich, were then used by Obama's campaign to destroy Romney. That's exactly the dynamic that's playing out now. Only this time it's Ted Cruz, not Newt Gingrich. And you heard it from Michael Savage. Write it down. Michael Savage. You want to be right or you want to be smart? Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. All right, stop the music. Oh, this is earth-shaking. Oh, it's earth-shaking. Sarah Palin just endorsed Donald Trump. Great. Oh, I can sleep better. Great. That's so important. Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump. That's smart. Just what he needed. Now I can rest. I can sleep much better tonight. The very day they could have taken Hillary down on the email thing, they put up this. I have no words for this. I'm afraid we're seeing the meltdown now of the campaign, where they're turning to the very same people who destroyed Romney. They're undermining him from within. He's not listening to those who know who he can, what he could do. They're listening to the professional advisors, and it happens to every campaign just at this point. Just when they're about to win, they lose. He needed Palin like a hole in the head. Loan from Goldman Sachs. Did you hear this little story about your friend Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz forgot to mention massive loan from Goldman Sachs, his wife's employer. Well, I know he's as pure as the driven snow. And we know he's eligible to run for the president of Canada. But now there's a new scandal. His wife, Heidi, worked for Goldman Sachs. And he got loans from Citibank and Goldman Sachs, where Heidi works, which eventually totaled $1 million. Cruz reported putting $1.2 million, which he's described as all we had saved. That sounds like Hillary again. Poor little folks. Into his 2012 Senate campaign. But according to this article, it doesn't appear that the Cruz couple liquidated their assets. Now, it's perfectly legal for a candidate to take out bank loans to finance their campaign. But they have to report it. And the two loans don't appear in Cruz's FEC filings, by the way. Other campaigns have been investigated and fined for failing to make such disclosures. So for those of you who are Cruz supporters, and I know many of you are, he's not perfect. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't elevate him to God's head, to Godhead. It's not going to work. Cruz financed 2012 campaign with loans from Goldman Sachs and Citibank. It's a huge story. It's a very big story, even though you don't want to hear it. You can't put your head in the sand because it's going to come out down the line. It's official, though. Don't worry. You can sleep better at night. ISIS is now quaking in their robes. Sarah Palin just endorsed Donald Trump. Isn't that wonderful? She endorsed him in Iowa. I don't understand why that matters, but okay, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's of absolute no value or of negative value. I'll be back. Now when you're 40, you're going to live forever. Anything you want, drugs, sex, rock and roll, nothing's going to hit you. You're going to outlive your parents, so you think. Because they were stuck in the mud. They went to church. They didn't have sexual liberation. Falling like tenpins. Years later, everyone goes, dog now, I have to deal with that. Horrible, the whole thing, the flesh that God gave us. I'm supposed to believe that it's a spirit entrapped in flesh. Don't get me started on that whole issue because I've been dealing with it for about a long time. Yeah, is there an afterlife? Is Teddy going to be there? I don't know, it's great. Dogs, did they go to heaven? Did anyone do that one? I had woke up 3 o'clock because the doctor sent this thing that the teeth are so bad. He had 5 teeth pulled 2 years ago. It was a nightmare. Now 2 more are hanging like a loose tooth. They're hanging like America's hanging in the balance. But she can't remove him because he has a heart murmur. So he has to go to a cardiac doctor to see if the murmur's too severe for anesthesia. If it is, then they really have problems. So I laid there in the bed, and the rain came at 3 in the morning, and the thunder, boom, ba-bang, the rain, the earth, the wet, the father, the mother, the brother, in the ground, the relatives going back, and the whole thing, now I got to put the dog in this way. Eventually, there it goes, down in the hole, imaginary funeral for a dog. Am I crazy? Why not? He's better than any person I ever met. Should I put it on the internet? Will my listeners care? He's got a book coming out in May. It's all about him. I mean, it's unbelievable. Why is it that? But boom, bang. Well, you don't think that way? Does anyone else ever have that happen? 3 in the morning? No, no one thinks about it. Everyone's immortal. I'm the only one who ever thinks about these things. I am greatly honored to receive Sarah's endorsement, Mr. Trump said. She is a great friend and a high-quality person whom I have great respect for. I'm proud to have her support. I'm sorry. To me, it's a neg. Why he did this is a matter of conjecture. But however, my friends, what in the world does he think she will bring to the party? God forbid he selects her as a running mate. That's the end of the campaign. Over. Over. Okay, let's talk about politics. That's all you're going to talk about, and I could see this. Now until November, this is my life. This is what God gave me to do. Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, everything I never wanted to do, I have to do now, day and night. Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, Republican, day and night. I have to do this till November. All these years of education and questing and searching, searching for the Holy Grail, for medicinal plants, for cures, vitamins that will help people. All the science I read, all the poetry I read, all the science and poetry that I read, this is what it comes down to. Why them Democrats are no good? No, I tell you, those Republicans are a salvation for the world. No, Cruz is much better than Trump. No, you're an idiot. No, it's Trump. I say it's Cruz. I say it's Trump. This is what my ancestors survived the black hordes for. This is what they survived the Black Death for. This is what they survived all of the horrors of the century. So I should talk about Democrats and Republicans. Okay, Andrew on WABC, let's talk about Democrats and Republicans. What's your call about?
Sorry about that. Sarah Palin, I think because of the Cruz attack, that Trump's not a real conservative. That's why he wanted Sarah Palin. Endorsement. She's the opposite of New York values. She hunts moose.
Oh, hold on. You mean she's the opposite of New York values? You know, I don't know everything about Sarah Palin, but it seems to me they marry each other in her family.
All you need to know is she's on the moose.
Wait, how many different Palins have married each other and had children with each other? What do you mean they're opposite of New York values? What made them suddenly so pure and the paragon of values? Where'd that come from?
I'm not saying they're pure, but she hunts moose. They're on the list when a moose is killed in the winter, the roadkill list. So
yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, to me, that doesn't play very well. I don't really care whether you kill a moose or not. That's like that other guy, that cracker that they found that they were all embracing for a while, and going with the beard down to his puppet. That one who with the whistles that he makes, the duck whistles. What did they embrace Duck Dynasty for? They all had him like it was God. Some cracker from the backwoods because he made $1 million a minute. Suddenly they loved him. Gee, what kind of values are those?
Point, you're always grossed out.
He embraced Jesus in the woods. He saw Jesus in a duck whistle.
But
he saw Jesus in a duck whistle, so he was already on everyone's television show. All right, now forget about these calls. Oh, no, you can't forget them. That's all anyone wants to talk about. Now what? Palin, Obama, Trump, Hillary, Palin, Obama, the Cruz, the dot, the do. Okay, Frank on WABC, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just started listening to you for a few months, and you're right. I do laugh. I disagree. I'm a conservative, so I'll take Trump, Cruz, Rubio. I'll do whatever I got to do to get anyone in so we don't...
Wait, let me say this. Yes, so would I. So would I. I'll take even the worst of them, like Rubio, would be better than Hillary. Okay, if that's a given. So you don't like the fact that I'm exposing things about Cruz, and I'm also saying that his attacks upon Trump are absurd.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying, you know, just like you said, Gingrich killed Romney. Why are we killing our own? Just let them go at it themselves, and then
you raise a good point. So, but the same applies to why is Cruz killing Trump, who's our best opportunity to take down Hillary. In a general election, I'll have to say it the way I see it, if it is Trump versus Hillary, if she survives this email scandal, which is not so sure she will, but let's say she does, it's going to be a tough election, but he has a better chance of beating her than the vampire does.
I don't know. I don't think so. And I think, frankly, I think you're wrong as well. I think Palin is a big coup for Trump. Big coup, which is good for him. Listen,
Now, you're using a word. This is a family show. Please don't say she's a big coup. Please. This is a family show.
Sorry, but I think it's going to help him tremendously. And again...
What do you like about Sarah Palin? Can anyone tell me what is it about her that makes her important? What is she doing now? Does she have a reality show in Nome, Alaska on, like, a 12-watt station? What does she do?
She's a true conservative, just like Cruz is. So, we don't know what Trump is. I love him. Listen, I think he'll do great. But when he goes in there, Mike, he could go flip-flop whichever way he wants. You know, he'll flip-flop whichever way.
Really? Really? And you don't think that any of the other so-called diehard, 100% pure as the driven snow, today conservatives might flip-flop when they face the realities of a Congress that's divided?
Cruz, no. Cruz, no. I don't think so.
That's why he's not getting elected. He's an uncompromising man, number one, which means he's unelectable. And number two, he has baggage himself. The baggage of Goldman Sachs alone should give people pause. I'm sorry I have to bring it up, but his wife Heidi works for Goldman Sachs. And all of these anti-banksters out there who don't like big banks, how do they then, how do they jive that with Cruz? I don't get it.
Listen, if you're going to worry about a big bank with Cruz when Donald's worth $10 billion, come on. I mean, that's...
I know, you don't understand. I don't have a vendetta against big banks at all. That's not my issue. That's not my problem. I don't care what they do. I care about ISIS. That's number one. I care about the Muslim influx into America. That's number one. I care about the Mexican invasion of America. That's number one. I care about English becoming a watered-down language. That's number one. I care about my culture being decimated by Hollywood. That's number one. You know, those are issues that are important to me.
You, and that's why I listen to you, because I agree 1,000% with every one of those things that you just said.
All right, so we agree that we have to win the election. In a general election, do you actually think Cruz has an electability factor that's high?
I think if he articulates our values, which is the majority of the country, this is what people don't get. It's the majority of the country.
You see, you're making a mistake. You're basing it upon rationality and upon values. When the general election is not based upon rationality and values, it is based, it's like a variety, it's like a TV show. Weren't you in high school, wasn't there a GO election? You remember the elections back in high school? Wasn't it usually the best looking kid who was most popular who won?
Well, I got best looking, so yeah.
No, listen to what I'm saying. It's very important. It applies in the general election in America too. The average person doesn't even tune into politics until Labor Day of that year. And they look around, and they take a look. Who's this guy? Who's that guy? Who's that one? Who's this one? And a lot of it is based upon popularity, based upon looks and delivery, presentation. It's packaging. It's like buying a bottle of beer. Now, some beers are more pure than others, but they don't sell as well because the packaging is not good. And it's the same in an election. I'm not arguing that I want to drink watered-down beer in a good package. But I want to win the election at all costs. That's what I'm saying. I can't understand how anybody would want to lose the election. I don't know how any so-called conservative would want to lose this election and have 8 more years of a Democrat socialist machine. There'll be nothing left of this country. It'll be mincemeat. There'll be no borders, no language, no culture. And we, the American taxpayer, will be the victim in this country. More so than we are today. Thank you for the call. And I'm glad you're listening to the show. And I go back to my saying, do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? I got to give you the time because it's 44 minutes after the hour, by the way, which has some meaning to people somewhere in the world. KSFO Mike in San Francisco. Welcome to the program, Mike. Were you caught on the bridge yesterday when the queer conversational front blocked the bridge?
No, I was not. I just got a comment, though, about Cruz. I think, you know, he's an ideologue. He doesn't appeal to maybe more than 20% of the country, 30% of the country who are probably, you know, purists, as you call them, conservatives. And I think these talkers, these other shows, you know, to me, they've sacrificed, he's not even a legal candidate, for one. He doesn't qualify to be a president. He's not natural born. He wasn't born here. But two, these other talkers...
Let's stop right there. By the way, that will become an issue in a general election. It will come up again. I was shocked to learn just last night, by the way, that Cruz only gave up his Canadian citizenship in 2014. I was shocked to find out that he was a dual citizen until 2014. I was shocked to learn his wife Heidi works for Goldman Sachs. I was stunned to learn all of this. You think that's not going to come up in a general election from the Hillary campaign?
Well, one point. A senator can be a senator, even though he's Canadian. His mom is a citizen. He's an American citizen, no matter what.
I know all of that, but it's going to be used against him in the general, whether or not I mention it.
Point. He can be a senator. He cannot be president or vice president.
Okay. Well, hold on. Whether he can or cannot be, I think, has been adjudicated by big legal scholars. They say he can be. But I think you made an earlier point that I would agree with, which is he appeals to about 20% of the electorate. Now, so what percent would you say Trump appeals to?
You know, that remains to be seen, but he's going to get a lot of the crossover vote. You know, he's going to get a lot of the African-Americans.
He gets a lot of the African-Americans. They will not vote for Cruz. He's going to get a lot of the Hispanics. They will not vote for Cruz. And he will get a lot of women. And I'll tell you right now, women are not attracted to Ted Cruz. And I'm going to say it like it is. I read people as they present themselves because I'm an expert on reading people. Publicly, that is, what they look like. He has a certain look like, if you were casting a movie about vampires, he could play like a pallbearer at a vampire funeral. I'm sorry to take your breath away. Just put a little blood running down the sides of his mouth.
But again,
and give him white makeup. He plays into a stereotype. And I happen to like Cuban people. I mean, I played Cuban music on my show Monday. I'm nothing against Cuban people. You want me to raise that issue? I will tell you that his last name is a deficit to the average white voter. You want me to lay it on the line? No one's even said that because they're afraid of even talking about it. The average white voter will confuse him with being an illegal alien. Do you know that as well? You may not know that, but when they go in the poll, a lot of things happen behind the screen that don't happen outside the screen with polls. For example, when Donald Trump was on my show last week, he said that he polls 25% of African Americans like him, right? That means 50% of them will vote for him when they're not answering a question, let's say, in public, to a pollster. And I will tell you that most white voters are leery of people with Hispanic last names in leadership positions. No matter what they may say publicly, privately, that is a fact. That when they go there, they're going to say, I'm not so sure, I want a guy with an American name. I'm not saying that's the way it is. I'm saying that's the way they think it is. Thanks for the call. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. All right, here are the news headlines at the end of the hour here. Federal Judge Obama appointed, a judge he appointed, Amy Berman, liberal through and through, has just stricken his fast and furious executive privilege claim. She ruled against him. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman has struck down Obama's assertion of executive privilege over documents pertaining to Operation Fast and Furious. She was appointed to the court by President Owen 11, and she ruled against him. I'm not shocked by this. I found in my own life, I had a case before an Obama-appointed judge in a U.S. District Court, and I was very nervous that she would rule for political reasons. She ruled in my favor. She ruled strongly in my favor. So many of these judges are, frankly, extremely fair. And I would say especially on the federal level. That's what I found. I can't say the same for the San Francisco Superior Court or other courts at the city level or such. But I would say that my experience has been amazing. How would you explain the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal court in America, voted in my favor in the last case where I then had the guy took it to the Supreme Court in order to avoid paying me, costing me another $100,000. Why? Why? Because they saw that the guy had no bearing, the case had no value, and they ruled accordingly. So I'm not shocked that a judge appointed by him would strike down his executive privilege claim on the Fast and Furious. What it will lead to is who knows, right? We don't know.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We'll be right back. Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Nah, the 3 in the morning dog thing. It's not that he's not going to survive it, okay? He's got the murmur. Then he's got to have the teeth out. Then he's got to go to a heart doctor first to see if his heart's strong enough for anesthesia. Then they can pull the teeth. Blah, blah, blah. So it's like, of course he'll survive, but it's a minor thing, really, in a way. But nevertheless, you see already, I mean, I had him since he's a little black puppy on the stage with me in 2000. I don't even remember anymore. I don't know when I got him. 2005, I was on the stage at the Concord Pavilion, now called the Chronicle Pavilion. We had 6,000 people paying, by the way, long before these events were ever known to mankind amongst conservative talk shows. And Teddy was on the stage with me. He's a little black dog, turned gray. The love of my life. I mean, he's my best friend. He's with me day and night. I don't know. Any dog owner knows what I'm talking about. Whatever you do, they're there with you. There really is a saying, dog is man's best friend. And the irony is this May, a book is coming out by the publisher who gave you Ground Zero. The pictures of Teddy will kill you. They're beautiful. They're great. Me and him, and they're doing everything together, right? And now this comes up, says, of course he'll survive it, he'll be here for the book. But, you know, eventually that's the whole thing. Another one, another box with the ashes, or this time in the ground with a... I swear to God, my mind was running last night. I have some Mexican friends, I sang, don't think I'm like macabre now. I was saying, well, if I want to bury him, I have a little area of a house I have in the country. I'm thinking of burying, God forbid, when the dog dies this time. I don't want ashes no more. So I said, wait a minute, when you bury a dog, do you put him in a coffin? What do? And I said, who makes coffins, a little coffin for a little dog? And I swear my mind was like running down. Look, I'm a novelist, so I can do anything with my head. The thing is, I get in trouble following my own imagination. And I said, wait a minute, I have a Mexican friend. I'll bet you they have small coffins in the Mexican community for, God forbid, when an infant dies, right? I was already in my mind at the coffin maker in the Mexican neighborhood, picking one out. And I was at the ground ready with close friends with the prayers. This is crazy. I mean, but I can't help it. So that's why I'm playing the music. Now, play the music. Now, I'm bumming the audience out. All I want to hear is Cruz and Trump and Palin and Nixon and Nixon. Is Nixon alive? Maybe Nixon can run. He was a true conservative. Maybe they can run Nixon. I missed my calling. I should have been a Latin singer. Unfortunately, I can't sing and I'm not Latin. And no one ever offered me the job. But I am going to sing, I told you, with my friend Doc's band. And I'm going to be known as Miguelito from the Bronx. And I'm going to sing some salsa music tunes. Maybe it'll get me out of my state of where it's going, you know. Trump pulls GOP further right at immigration as Democrats veer left. Obama too cautious in bombing Islamic State, former war planners say. U.S. Navy sailors escorted at gunpoint. We forgot that already. After our good friends in Iran threatened them with guns. That's all. Jerry Falwell Jr.'s blessing may give Donald Trump edge with evangelicals. Well, they're important. It's a big group. Big group. I wonder what my audience. How do you define my audience? Are they evangelicals? Some. Are there any evangelicals in the crowd? Raise your hand if you're an evangelical and you like Michael Savage and why. I'll bet there are. I'm sure there are. I'm the only one in radio who reads the Bible. But that's not my core audience. I probably have people from all walks of life. Union members, liberals, ex-liberals probably listen to me and like me. And they're the ones who are going to vote for Trump, I think, by the way. This crossover that... See, the crossover that I attract is the crossover that Trump is going to attract. Because I'm not an extremist, although I've been painted as such, by the way. Trump, by the way, gave a speech today in New Hampshire. Our election system is so broken in this country. Why do we count upon people in New Hampshire, an all-white state that has about 12,000 people in the entire state that vote? Of course it's higher. Iowa now, that's a bellwether for America. It's not 1860! What are you doing with these stupid primaries? The system we have is so screwed up, it's unbelievable. We're all going to fall on the sword if he loses in New Hampshire. 1,200 people in New Hampshire are going to determine whether he's, or in Iowa. I mean, God bless the ethanol producers. I love them all. But the thing is, they don't represent all of America. Again, Iowa, New Hampshire, it's crazy. I feel like I'm living in another century watching this stupid election. Palin endorses Trump, and a real smart move that was. That was stupid. Donald likes to use the word stupid. That was stupid, whoever advised that. Who would want Palin endorsing them? I wouldn't want him to endorse me, and I'm not running for anything. Okay, I made my point. What else is in the news? Flint, Michigan, a dirty water, Supreme Court to hear Obama amnesty case. Supreme Court refuses to take out. So Trump was in New Hampshire, and he gave a speech against Glenn Beck, which is very funny. Let's hear it, Robert. Sorry, go ahead.
This dopey guy, Glenn Beck, he looks like hell. No, he's like a dope. He's doing very badly. His thing is falling apart. His company is falling apart. I see him on television. I actually called Bill O'Reilly. I said, Bill, why do you have a guy like that on television? Fox fired him, and then he goes out, does this thing. We heard he was doing well. He's not. But he's on. And the thing that bothered me, he said, Donald Trump voted for Barack Obama. Me. And here's the problem. The good thing about having a large microphone is that we can at least explain to people that these people lie. They lie so much. The reason he doesn't like me is because I didn't do a show. He asked me so many times, do my show. And I didn't do it because I don't respect him. I did it because, I'm so busy. I couldn't do a show. This was quite a while ago. I couldn't do a show. And just time-wise. And then all of a sudden enough time goes by. And I understand that. So he started hitting me, and that was the end of that.
And there are others who are attacking Trump because he won't go on their show. They're making believe it's because of his politics. What, do you think it's not about that? That's all it is. And they're angry that he comes on my show. That's all. They're angry. How do I, Michael Savage, get Donald Trump? How do you... Okay, what do you want to talk about? Open mic to Mike. 1-800... I don't know the number. 855-400-7282. I'm still reading a number from 8 years ago. But this is my current number, 855-400-SAVAGE. Look at the sound I haven't gotten to yet. Hillary Clinton again on the classified information. But I think that's a dead subject today. You haven't heard about it yet on another talk show, so you can't think about it. Me being banned in Britain, not a topic because other talk shows are jealous that they weren't banned in Britain. So you can't talk about that. The Iran deal, you can't talk about that because you don't know what to say because you haven't heard it yet on the radio. So today, Kerry warned Saudi Arabia of threat. They threatened Saudi Arabia if they get nukes due to the fact that we gave Iran the road to a nuclear weapon. This is what happened now. Your administration, your crazy president has now ditched Saudi Arabia and embraced Iran. Listen to clip number 14.
You can't just buy a bomb. And there's all kinds of NPT consequences. There are huge implications of that. And Saudi Arabia knows, I believe, that that is not going to make them safer, nor is it going to be easy, because the very things that Iran went through, they would then be subject to with respect to inspection, NPT, and so forth.
So Kerry is warning Saudi Arabia not to get a nuclear weapon because they're afraid of Iran. And so we've taken the side of Iran against Saudi Arabia. Now, I'm not here supporting the Saudi Arabian government. I have a lot of problems with this dictatorship. I have a lot of problems with the Wahhabi sect of Islam that they have disseminated around the world. However, at this time, I would think it's extremely risky to throw Saudi Arabia to the wolves and expect them not to try to get nuclear weapons. That would be commonsensical, but this administration is not known for common sense. 855-7, what else? Tom Cotton, he'd be a great guy. He should run with Trump. No one ever heard of him. You know who he is? Tom who? He's an actual Iraq war vet. No one ever heard of Tom Cotton because, again, the Republicans pushed him to the back of the bus. All right, listen to Tom Cotton. He's a senator, is he not? Yes, Tom Cotton in clip number 19.
I spent several months patrolling Al Dora district in Baghdad in 2006 with 101st Airborne. It's a tough neighborhood. There's a lot of militias operating there, too, including a lot of Shiite militias, which are backed by Iran. And it may not be coincidental that three Americans have gone missing in Baghdad just 2 days after President Obama cut a hostage deal with Iran that showed the world that there's a price on the head of Americans in every country around the world, especially countries where Iran dominates. That's one reason why this hostage deal was so bad.
Okay, he was with the 101st Airborne. He's a Republican, and he's a U.S. Senator, and you never heard of him. Now, he should have endorsed Trump, not Sarah Palin. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is gelato on the Savage Nation. I could use some gelato. So last night I got so upset hearing the news about my dog that I chose not to have a drink. Would you believe it? Instead, I did something weird. I ate like a chocolate tofutti that I had in the freezer for around 9 years. It looked good. I don't eat sweets. It was like, I don't know, like chocolate dessert, but not ice cream and no dairy and no sugar. I don't know what was in it. I ate a half a container watching some car show. I didn't get depressed as a result, but I had a hangover that was worse than from alcohol. Isn't that weird? I don't eat sugar for that reason. My joints hurt. That's why I don't eat sweets. Vinny on the Internet, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I was one of the callers back in 2004 when you were asking for suggestions on what kind of dog to get. And so I feel the pain that you're going through, because I had an issue with my dog a couple of years ago with the heart valve problem and needed to have surgery to have a tumor removed. And I went to a holistic vet, and they suggested selenium. That's a mineral that will relax the heart valve, and also hawthorn berries and arjuna bark.
Well, no. He doesn't have a heart valve problem. He has a slight murmur. That's a little different.
My dog had the same thing. It was just a murmur, but the vet said that...
All right, so I could get some selenium. I mean, there are many natural products that contain selenium. I eat them all the time. I can't give him garlic, but garlic is a rich source of selenium. There are other natural food sources of selenium. Selenium is a very tricky mineral, by the way. Now that you bring it up, I may as well tell a story, even though no one wants to hear about health right now. There's a famous story written in the archives of the travels of Marco Polo. Listen to this one to show you how vast my knowledge is. The historian of the Marco Polo voyages wrote this: at Ainos, the horse's hooves fell off. What did he mean by that? No one knew what that meant for hundreds of years. And then people went to that area, I think it was Ainos in Greece, A-I-N-O-S, where Marco Polo's armies were marching, and they were grazing on the grass in that area, and they investigated the soil. I found out that soil was super rich in selenium. And that, of course, matches what we know today, which is that extra high dosages of selenium can lead to hair loss and nail loss. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
See, well, I'm an expert in the field. People think that if a little supplementation is good, a lot is better, which is true about certain nutrients like C and E and other nutrients, but you got to know what you're doing. But when you start dumping all sorts of nutrients down your throat in mega doses, you're running the risk of losing hair, nails, or killing yourself. Thanks for the call. But I was afraid I was going to get a caller to tell me to use a holistic treatment for Teddy's problem. And what, they're going to put wheatgrass juice in an enema? And what? Wheatgrass juice enema will cure the dog. I'm going to take him to the dog dentist, and I'm sure his heart will straighten out. And I'll get him some false teeth. They don't make false teeth for dogs. Look at him sleeping on the couch during the show. Doesn't even know what's more. That's terrible. They don't know what's wrong. They don't even understand anything. Do they know about mortality? An animal knows fear. They fear death. I've been in a slaughterhouse. They know when they're about to be killed. That I know. But do they know these things? Do they just suffer in silence? They're so noble. It's why we love them. They're noble little guys. They don't complain to us every day. This hurts. That hurts. Give me an aspirin. They suck it up. They're little noble creatures. That's why we love them. Sleeping, it looks like a little teddy bear there. Listens to every word I say. Maybe he has a heart murmur from listening to the show. I don't know. I could be responsible. I mean, when I get angry and scream and yell, maybe he gets scared. That could have produced the murmur. It may have nothing to do with the bad teeth. I'll have to look into it. Okay, Lisa, KSFO, line one, what's on your mind from San Francisco?
I have a chihuahua who I took to the dentist to get his, well, to the vet to get his teeth cleaned, because I didn't notice how bad they were until I never brushed his teeth before. And they found the heart murmur, same thing. And so he said, I had to go see a cardiologist. So I went to UC Davis, and they said he had an enlarged heart and congestive heart failure. And for a couple of years, I was just all these medications, which, you know, some worked, and then I had to take them back. And it was back and forth for a couple of years. But now he's on his medication three times a day, three different medications, because then it went into his kidney failure and then his heart, I mean, lungs. It just...
Oh, please. Going.
But he's fine. People cannot believe. 5 years later, they...
No, I heard this from another listener, a friend of mine. She said she had the same thing with her dog. They removed the rotten teeth and the heart murmur went away, and he's like a puppy again. I wish I could say the same for me, but 855-407... See, it's a different world. Look what we do for a dog today. Thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to save a pet, which is a nice thing if you have the money. In my day, when my dog Tippy died, they found him with a heart attack at the bottom of the steps in Queens. My mother, God bless her soul, was an emotional woman. She came down, she cried. There he was, laying there. He must have died in the middle of the night, stiff as a board at the bottom of the steps in a little attached house. My father could care less. He said, call the garbage. It's terrible. He said, call the sanitation department. That's how you got rid of a dog in those days. I swear to God. And the garbage truck comes up to Utopia Parkway. The two men come in with grim face. They look like pallbearers. They put on, they look grim, like a dead pet. Where's the dog? It's in there. All right, come on. They came in with the brown suits. They looked like UPS drivers in those days, the garbage men. Grim. They were like Italian garbage men with the suits, like wool suits that a normal person, the skin would fall off. All right, John. And they took the front paws, the back paws. I swear. Horrible. They start the thing going with the conveyor in the back of the truck. One, two, a three. They...
Okay, the subject's vast because my mind is vast, so we're all over the map. It's not just Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, Cruz versus Trump. No siree, Bob. WSBA radio in PA, that means Pennsylvania to those of you who don't know what it means. Chris on line 8, what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Hey, I'm one of your evangelical listeners, and I just wanted to shed a little light on why I'm a listener of your show. I guess main reasons. The first one would be, of all the conservative talk shows I listen to, the only one I can stand to listen to regularly is yours because of your genuine nature. You're not fake. It's clear when you listen to your show that it's not scripted. You speak from your heart. And as a Christian, that's important to me, the way that you talk.
You know what I said in my head to that? Amen, brother. That's what came right out of my head. But I didn't say it because it would sound like... But that's what I'm saying. It's true what you just said. But having said that, what is an evangelical for those people who don't know exactly what that means, Chris? What is an evangelical person?
They basically, to the world, they would call us a Jesus freak. We are just people that are just crazy for Christ. We believe in following God and all the ways that He teaches. We take the Bible literally, even though a lot of people think that's insane today. We're not idiots, despite what a lot of people think.
Right. In other words, you're the antithesis to a Bernie Sanders types, the Larry David types, the Woody Allen types.
Pretty much, yeah.
In other words, I hear by your laugh, you know what I'm saying. You're the opposite of what Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Weinstein would think.
Absolutely. And one other thing I just wanted to say to you, too, is I have a son with autism. He's 12 years old, and one of the things that first hooked me in was years ago with that controversy where everybody was, all these people in the autism community who were attacking you, which was completely ridiculous with... when you made the comment that, listen, a lot of these kids are just brats. And my wife and I, who have an actual autistic son, somebody who he'll never be independent. We have to bathe him. We have to wipe him. He's 12 years old. Somebody who actually is an autistic son. That is, your voice could have been my voice.
Right, and I had a handicapped brother. Nobody has more compassion for the truly injured or born with deficits than me. I am talking about, or was talking about, again, misinterpreted by those who are using the genuinely injured people for personal gain. And it's unfortunately all too frequent in this society, with many disorders. There are many fakers out there. That's what I was talking about, Chris. It's the same as being banned in Britain
for things I didn't even say. And I thank you for being a great listener to the show. What's this? Internet, Kevin, line 7, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much, Dr. Savage, for taking my call. You know, one thing you said years ago stuck with me, and I was talking with my mom about this morning. She got such a kick out of it. You brought up the point, time and gravity. Those are two things you cannot defy. And I find that just
yeah, all you got to do is look at Hillary Clinton and see it's true.
How true.
She didn't always look like a bowling pin.
Yeah, that evolution made it. It came around.
Yeah, look who's talking. I mean, I was once slim and handsome. Look what happened to me with time. It happens to all of us.
You're so right. I just find it funny because no matter how these people project themselves as the super person, you know what? One day they're going to find themselves in the ground or in the air being burned up or whatever, you know?
Oh, stop it. Oh, don't say it. It's not they're going to find themselves there, but there's no, you know, the longer you live, it's like a slow death. It's a slow torture. It's like you're watching yourself decay. Things falling off. It's like an old Buick with parts falling off. The difference is that with an old Buick, you can go buy the parts and have them re-chromed. With a body, I don't think you can do that right now.
I don't know. You know, it depends on what they do with science.
Maybe in time. I mean, you can get everything replaced. You know, a bionic this, a bionic that, a replace this, a replace that. All right, thank you. Time and gravity certainly affects all of us. No one is immune. That's the beauty of it. Or another one, the way of all flesh. That's a great one. What else do you want to talk about? KKAT Radio. Scott, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please. You are on the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, the topic coming up of who your core listenership is and evangelicals and whatnot. I've been thinking a long time about who are the people that listen to your show as well. And I hate labels. I mean, these evangelicals, it doesn't quite describe what we really are. Yes, we love Jesus. Yes, we know God exists and all that. But I think the core people that listen to your show, for lack of a better label, would be the free thinkers or the truth.
Yeah, I agree with you. Each talk show host attracts a certain core audience, and then there's an overlap between all of us. There's no question about it. Through the entire day part of so-called conservative talk, there's an overlap between all shows. But each of us gets our own specific audience, right? And I would say I attract the largest number of free thinkers for an obvious reason, because more or less, that's who I am.
Yeah, and it's not just, there's another thing about your audience that you'll notice when we get into these little discussions politically or arguments at the coffee table or whatever. A lot of us are hesitant to refer that or to admit that we even listen to you, because somebody else is going to blame us for stealing your ideas. But a lot of them were ideas from the beginning, from when we were little kids. But I actually tell people about you all the time. I gave my book to your brother, to my brother, and he's starting to come off the he's starting to.
Well, I hope more and more people start to see the light before November. I'm sending you a free copy of Government Zero so you can replace it in your library. 855-400-7282, KBET Radio. Bill, you're in Las Vegas, aren't you? What's on your mind, Bill?
Hi, Mike. I'm thinking about animals and the fact that I don't believe they're conscious of their consciousness. That is, they don't have souls as we do, and they don't have need for that. They're unspiritual.
You know what? You just said something that I've never read before. I love what you just said. I said the dogs go to heaven, right? And you said that you don't think they need to go to heaven because they have no souls, and you defined a soul as being conscious of your consciousness. Isn't that what you just said?
Well, it's part of it, yeah, but we have a forward-looking sense of duration and insight into motion, Godward, and the awareness of the motion, you know, that we are ascending to a level of increasing divinity. But animals, they know only the past and live in the present. And, you know, we are indwelt with spirit and have the power of insight. And
that's a very, very interesting question. It's going to open up a lot of defensive calls by animal lovers who are going to argue and say that there's no question that they have a soul. I don't know the answer to it, obviously, Bill. I can't define what a soul is. I know this. And I wrote this when I was 18 years old in a journal of mine. I said, I was in a laboratory, a biolaboratory, and I said I was less interested in the anatomy of the animal I was dissecting than in the glint in the animal's eye while it was alive. And I said that then, and I mean it now. I'm more interested in the spirit than I am in the anatomy of a person, you know?
Yes. Well, they serve a different function, I think, in the universe than what we are about as human beings.
So what does a pet like a dog who is so loyal to us that we say they're more loyal than human beings, which we know to be true, and we love them, and they give us love, and they're with us. And when we're sad, they're sad. When we're happy, you can see their faces change. They're happy. They're little mimics. They're reflections of us. What is their role in the world?
Well, I guess that loyalty is bred of the fact that, like I say, they're just the present, and they know the past, but they are just committed to knowing just what we're going to do next.
But how do you explain stories that we read of elephants, for example, that do know the past and seem to know the future, with elephant burial grounds, with protecting the herd, with fighting to protect their young? You see that in a bear, for God's sakes. You'll see it in a humble ant. That you could say it's pure instinct, couldn't you, and just say it has nothing to do with their knowledge. I'm not so sure that I agree with that. I don't know how God designed this whole structure and where the animal actually fits in this structure. I don't truly understand what it's all about. I know that the dog descends from the wolf. I know the wolf was a hunter. I know that the domesticated dog is a descendant of the wolf, and that the original use of the dog was to guard man and hunt for man. I mean, that's a given. Then we have all these foo-foo little pets like my dog Teddy, who still retains a little bit of the wolf in himself, by the way. He has all of the instincts of the old wolf that's inside his DNA. But I don't know what his purpose is on Earth. All I know is he's the greatest animal I've ever had.
I'm sure they have the spirit of intuition as well, but not the spirit of worship and wisdom.
Well, they worship us.
Well, sure, but I'm saying...
I don't mean to argue with you. No, they don't know of a higher power beyond their master, that's for sure. So to a dog, the master is a demigod. You know, that's what we are. Anyway, there's a very thoughtful question, Bill, and it's a very important one for me right now, which I don't think I can pursue at this time, because it's almost a quarter to the hour here, and everywhere else in the world, for that matter. If you want to call on any topic other than the dog topic, the Trump, the Cruz, the Palin, which I oppose, her coming out for him, I think, is a mistake. I said that earlier. He needed that like a hole in the head. I support him 100%. For her to endorse him right now, I don't quite get it. Is she that popular? Is she still that popular? Sarah Palin, former Alaska governor and 2009, who became a Tea Party sensation and in favor of grassroots conservatives, will endorse Donald Trump in Iowa, which she did. Now, why does that matter? It says her support is the highest profile backing for a Republican contender so far? I don't believe that's true. I have supported Donald Trump for a long time. I would argue my audience is bigger than Sarah Palin's. The numbers indicate they're bigger. Her following on a reality show is not an indication that she has an audience. I don't quite understand what they're thinking, and I truly believe this was a mistake. This is, again, the Beltway talking. This is, again, a result of inside advisors ruining another great campaign, and they did it to Romney, and I'm terrified. If I could speak to Donald Trump, I would tell him to get rid of his campaign advisors right now. They're taking him down the wrong road.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.